Good morning. You're listening to WHCB Bristol Kingsport Johnson City. This is called Prayer Time, and we are glad that you have decided to join us on this Friday. I want to remind you that WHCB is a non-commercial educational Christian broadcast service. We depend upon the Lord working through folks like you for our support. And by the way, gifts are income tax deductible to WHCB. If you want to get in touch with us by internet, our internet address is whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org. And we're always happy, happy, happy to hear from you. So here we are on a Friday. And I want us to take a look in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 15. That's Proverbs 23:15. Here's the verse. My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. My son, if thine heart be wise, if your heart's wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. So we see that years of diligent teaching, training, nurturing, prayerful nurturing of the parent to the child are rewarded when the child begins to show wisdom and knowledge. The parent sacrifices time, finances, various kinds of effort. They fade quickly in the revelation of wisdom that's been developed in the mind and heart of the child or the student. Now, this could be at the part of an aunt or uncle or a grandparent, but it is more than likely at the part of a parent. There is no substitute for that hard work that comes with teaching and training a child in what is right and what is good. There are no shortcuts, no magical solutions, no way to get out of it. I know many times the dad tries to pass it off only to the mother, but the dad must be involved in the training of the child just as the mother should be involved. And when one parent is missing, it makes it a very difficult job for the other. For the parent or the teacher, there has to be much patience, and there's got to be discernment, and you have to study and make diligent your presentations and explanations of the given truths. You have to live it as well as teach it. Wisdom and knowledge come with much study and difficult experiences that teach whatever lessons need to be taught. Now we find when the day is done that the reward for all the work is that the knowledge and wisdom, once it's learned, can't be taken away. One thing my dad always told me, and my mom joined in with that, was that what I learned, whatever education that I obtained, not degrees I obtained, but whatever education I obtained, could never be taken from me. And so it was so important to my dad, who had never been able to go beyond the rudimentary portion of high school, having obtained a GED after his service in World War II. It never, never, never escaped my dad that he wanted me and my sister to have a college education. He saw that as something so very important. It was something that he wanted to make sure that I would do. Well, you see, he received the reward by watching me grow. Now, that doesn't mean I achieved all the wisdom or knowledge that I should have or that he would want me to, but at least I achieved some of it through school, some of it through training, some of it through his teaching, some of it through the teaching of the School of Hard Knocks, some of it by independent study, and yet it was all because of a mom and dad that diligently taught me and wanted me to be taught the truth, the wisdom and knowledge that was necessary for life. Well, we know that difficult experiences, along with study, teach the lessons that are needed. Now, it can't be taken away, as I said, like my dad always taught me, once you've got what you've learned it, and you can use it. So knowledge and wisdom gained through study and experience open doors. Lots of doors. Those doors are doors of opportunity. And they are open for the young person as they step into the adult world. We've got an entire generation called the millennials that attempt to retreat from the adult world even as they try to get into the adult world. It's a sad thing because they're having a hard time adjusting to being responsible. The parent who diligently teaches and trains their child in the truth of God's Word, in the truth that God's Word contains, will be richly rewarded as they watch their child successfully take their place in the adult world. You know, it's important for us to pray one for another. We certainly need to keep praying that God will help each parent and grandparent understand that we only get one chance to help our children learn and develop their soul. And you know, the soul is the mind, the emotions, the will. There are no reruns. There are no second chances. So we need to do the very best we can do in the time that we have with our children and grandchildren. We don't look for a second chance. We have to do the best we can the first time, because that's all we've got. God will enable us. God will strengthen us. God will enable the youngster to learn, even though we're frail and sometimes fail. But God uses us in the lives of these children. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful that He does? And if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if Christ Jesus is the reason for your life, and you share that with your children, your grandchildren, then you will reap wonderful benefits in their lives, and they will too. Again, Proverbs 23:15, "My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine." Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for loving us with a love that never fails. Thank you for taking care of us and for providing for us. And we do ask for that provision today and every day for this ministry of WHCB, for these individuals that are praying with us. And Lord, I ask for your guidance for us, that each one of us will be guided by your very Holy Spirit, and that we will be faithful to follow that guidance. Help us to teach the youngsters. Help us to live our lives unto Thee, and that our lives will be seen and emulated by those youngsters that we have some authority over or some working with. And I pray, Lord, that they'll see Jesus Christ in our lives. Father, I would ask you to bless those preachers and teachers, standard bearers of your truth, those radio evangelists and users of the radio with the truth of God's Word as they teach the Word on the radio, even those, Lord, on television too, who are true to you. I pray that you would bless them abundantly. But especially, Lord, I bring to you the local congregations of our region and the pastors, the assistant pastors, the teachers, the deacons, the elders, these that are so involved in teaching and training and blessing local folks who are gathered together in the name of Jesus Christ this weekend. I pray that you would just absolutely bless them, bless them, bless them. Those who teach and those who learn. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.